Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Ed Sheeran. Is that that harmonizer?
It sounds like it. I was just
going
to ask you about that. If you heard the same thing I heard,
it sounds light.
Very much like the harmonizer, right? But
right, like the beginning of that Taylor Swift song, and of course my favorite song of all time, "Hide and Seek."
Hide and Seek
by Imogen Heap.
The song you chose for your birthday, was it?
I don't know when I chose. I freaking love that song though. If I'm feeling blue, I throw on Imogen Heap and I just go, that's beautiful. There's so much beauty in the
Nicole's
world.
Nicole's probably wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah,
here
I am.
Oh, you don't know that song?
No.
Listen.
Oh, no, I do know this song. I never knew the name.
What the hell is going on?
So fitting.
Yeah. So for like $100, you can get one of these little harmonizer things. I mean, you kind of need to have a PA and, you know, I have some other studio equipment that you hook it into.
Mm-hmm.
No, the little unit itself is cheap.
You
know, it's just a little mini keyboard.
I thought that was like $300 or $400, that Korg.
No, I don't think so. I think it was cheap.
Well, because I had
still
that
$100.
Let's look it up.
Oh. Yeah, find me one. Has a little mic that comes out, like a little, like tiny one. You put your mouth right on it, and then anything you sing, whatever chord you're playing, it reproduces your voice in those notes.
Super I need that.
Cool.
It's
you
so.
Need that, is that what you said?
It's so pretty.
You have to know how to play, though, Nicole.
Yeah,
you don't have to really. You know, you can just figure out a couple little chords and.
Yeah, exactly. Play some
chords. That song is so beautiful, but that effect is just amazing. Oh, yeah, turn it up a little bit. Vinny's still not here, so we're waiting. I don't know where he is. I guess he's eating his bowl of cereal. You just play those chords.
Trains and sewing machine.
Oh, there's Vinny. Hi, Ben.
Are we on?
Yeah. Yes, we've been on for a while. We were listening to Ed Sheeran's Afterglow was the song we played, and we were talking about this effect where you sing into a harmonizer, and we think that that's what he's using on that song. But now it's time for the news. Here we go.
Yes, it is.
The Radio Alice Report.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Let me find my sponsor because it changed. This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
That's nice. They'll even come and pick it up at your house. You don't have to go in there.
That
drop
is very
it back
nice.
Off.
Yes.
I like it.
All right. So where to begin? I teased you with this story, so I'll do it real quick. So first of all, the ocean has been huge for weeks. We've had basically no break in these giant swells. So last night, for example, Mavericks, which is the big wave surf spot here in Northern California, but Mavericks was 50 foot last night.
Oh, my God.
So it's been huge, and there's all-time...
50 feet.
Yeah, and there's all-time records being broken. Like, there's pictures on Instagram almost every other day of the new biggest, best wave ever ridden here around here. Like,
wow.
It's crazy. So the idea that this this sailing school instructor didn't know about the surf. First of all, he's a sailing instructor. He should know what the ocean's doing.
Right.
Also, again, it's been the only thing anyone can talk about around here for weeks on end is how huge. It's almost been so huge that you can't go.
Right.
Like that big. So authorities are saying that Santa Cruz Sailing School decided to go out. They're in these little, they're not dinghies because they're sailboats.
Little sunfish.
But they're little things.
Yeah.
So apparently they were all out for a lesson. And 12 kids had to be rescued after a large swell overturned some of the small boats. The fire department says the session was around 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday.
So as it's getting dark, too.
They were heading in right here in Santa Cruz Harbor.
Oh, boy.
When a wave capsized about four of the little boats, it looks like 20 people were tossed into the water, including 12 children. They say some guys nearby were surfing and they were part of the rescue team that pulled these kids to safety. But I'm sure that was super scary.
I assume they were all wearing life preservers as part of this program anyway, right?
So you want to believe.
I want to believe that very badly.
And I don't know all the circumstances. So maybe there's something going on that you know, removes some of the fault here. You'd expect that a sailing instructor would know these conditions lately have just been too big for anyone to be out there. So, like I said, if this last night was so ridiculous at Mavericks, I haven't even seen the pictures from it yet, but they'll be posting, I'm sure, today. Anyway, so the kids are all okay. Nobody died.
Oh,
and that's the good news. Although I should mention that because of the way the surf's been, they have had people dying.
Yeah. I'm
getting
sure.
Pulled into the water. Multiple rescues occurred throughout California thanks to the big surf. Two people were swept into the ocean at Pescadero State Beach in San Mateo County. Mm. One person was rescued and transported to the hospital. The other remains missing, if you know what I mean.
I do, unfortunately.
And Point Bonita, three people were swept into the ocean by a wave, and they were watching the surf from a restricted area. Two reached nearby rocks and were later rescued, and the search continues for a man in his 30s.
Oh.
So if you are looking to get out of the house and you are headed to the ocean, and I've mentioned this multiple times over the past few weeks, don't think the water line stays where it's at. You need to stay far back from the water line where it is because it can move on you and pull you right in.
Get a rogue wave coming in.
Right.
Suddenly you're not there anymore.
And it's the pretty water has a dark side.
Mm. It does not care about you. You are nothing to the pretty water.
It's so incredibly scary. So I'm just giving you that warning. Take it, please. Take it and say to yourself, yeah, I like living. Life rules. And I want to keep doing this. So it rules less during a pandemic, but still rules nonetheless.
Yes.
This is weird. Teens are, you know, kids have always done stuff that make grown-ups go, what the hell?
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kids' jobs, Vin?
Yeah, it is kids' jobs. So, you know, you're doing it right if you've got, if your parents look at you puzzled. That seems to be the way.
Right.
Anyway, they're saying that young kids are putting what looks to be a tag into the pant pockets in stores. So they put their Snapchat profile or their TikTok. So it's a form of guerrilla advertising for your Snapchat. It's a thing.
That's clever.
There are TikTok videos of teenage girls stuffing cards with their personal information into pants, shorts, even underwear in sporting goods stores. They say this is how they're getting followers. They're doing little random advertising campaigns.
Wow.
I mean, I think it's the wrong thing to do.
I think so too, but it's clever. If you're desperate for people to follow you.
Yeah, but you know, there's that. I just want my number of followers to be higher. That's what we're talking about for young kids.
Yeah.
But each one of these people might just reach out, and they could be grown-ups. And
yeah.
It could be how you're meeting the wrong people.
There is some danger to strangers.
There is a creep factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a young lady, one of the things my buddy has, he has a teenage daughter. Now she's in college, but he went through this whole, you can't post that picture. You just can't. And she's like, all the other girls are posting bikini shots and butt shots and whatnot. And he's just like, it's nonstop.
Yeah,
trying
well,
to keep
and
up
that
with
is
this.
When they get their private account that you don't know about. Mm. Turns out
right.
Every kid has two profiles. One that they let their mom and dad get on, and they put occasional cute pictures of them in school or, you know, out for a walk. And then there's their real one. If your kid's posting less than once a day, you don't have their real one. Turns out.
Finstagram.
Finstagram? Fake yep. Instagram?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what it's called?
Right. That one's for
catch
grandma.
On Finsta.
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 Oh, my God. Hilarious.
I don't have
sort
one.
Of. You don't?
Of course not.
Well, no. Well you're 20-something.
You're
yeah,
right.
We're talking, I imagine we're talking about 13-year-old girls,
yeah.
Right?
Whose dad says you can't yeah. post that picture. She goes, okay, I won't post it on Insta. You're right, Dad. Grandma wouldn't want to see this.
Anyway, so the article that I'm actually reading this from is very concerned. I found it on Yahoo. But they clearly are putting out the message to girls. This is how you get kidnapped. This is how you get pulled into sex trafficking. This is not something you should be doing. So I don't know that to sound the alarm quite that high, but for sure.
Well, certainly that's in the realm of possibilities.
Right.
These are strangers who suddenly, and look, okay, a kid finds your card and they join, and this is their life anyway, and they think, oh, let's follow this person. Any grown-up who's doing that, it's highly suspect. You might go check it out, but I don't know. What are you doing? You're a grown-up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
I'm trolling.
Oh,
I'm actually in need probably at this point of I don't think I've posted since Christmas. I'm probably going to need to take a photo and post something here any minute.
Last week wasn't like my it was among my least favorite weeks, and I don't think I posted anything last week.
Yeah, well,
because there's nothing to do but get in trouble on there. Every, you know, no matter what you post, somebody hates it.
Well, and I did skip, and yet I should probably re-mention there's possibility for some big protests in the Bay Area over. Well, they're called for today,
right.
And I haven't seen anything in the news yet of them actually, you know, happening. But I haven't. Also gotten to my TV at all, so but I'm not seeing anything written about, you know, the gathering in downtown San Francisco. I went over the weekend for a second up to the city because I had to pick something up, and it was a ghost town still.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend,
right when you think it, I mean, you just think of it as being just filled with people.
Not even tourists were around, like, filling up the
usual.
Well,
nothing's open, you know?
Right?
I mean, sure, go ahead and walk around all you want. Nothing to do.
Apparently, this is just too stupid for so many reasons, but you know how we're all sort of waiting our turn for our vaccine? Or maybe you're waiting your turn to say, no, I don't believe in that and I'm not taking it. Whatever the case
Great,
may be.
Great, get out of the way. Get me,
right.
Let me get up there.
There are certainly those of us out here waiting our turn, and we're ready. We'll be there. Tell right. me when.
Anytime. I've stripped my arm.
The internet often gets filled up with nonsense. Doctors are now warning people not to get fooled by the made-up stories circulating around on social media that tells men to get the COVID vaccine injected into your man zone.
Oh, my God.
First
Hopefully
of all,
a doctor would talk you out of that. No, I'm not doing it there. It goes in your arm, friend.
Yeah, anyone doing the shot would say, that's not where we put this.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to handle your junk to give you your shot.
No, I'm pretty sure that's where it's supposed to go. No.
No, it's not. For sure, it's not. Now put that thing away and show me your shoulder or bye-bye or I'm calling security.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Boys, though.
People will believe anything they read on the internet.
Oh. Sarah, I know your family's very famously a naked family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought this was an important mention. The annual nudist festival in Oaxaca, Mexico is still on for the end of the month, even though there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
They will say, that's they right. are saying, the organizers are saying, though, that while clothing is optional, your mask is not. They want you to wear a mask, even though the whole idea is to be free and natural and swinging in the wind. They don't want
all
your
the parts can still swing in the wind, just right, not your expectorant.
What was that other term? I can't think of it.
Sputum.
Sputum. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Yeah, they don't want your sputum out in the wind. Your chonch, that's fine.
Yeah, wag it around. Twirl it around in circles. Make it like you a know. Helicopter.
Get naked, dude.
Okay. There's this surf spot down south where I grew up, well, in San Diego area, and it's famously a nude beach. And weirdly, there's only naked men.
Oh, well, that's isn't that always the way?
Yeah, that's the way that works. So I don't know if the nudist festival has enough women to fill, you know, even out the crowd, but I have a funny feeling it doesn't.
That is always the thing. You dudes, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, take them on, take a look. It's great. Did anybody get any takers? See anything you like? Oh, boy.
By the way, I finished that show on Apple TV called The Morning Show.
Yes.
And Steve Carell is a pretty likable guy in general, but he's so awful.
You hate him.
Yeah, like just
terrible.
And he's smart enough. This is the thing about him too, or at least about the character in
the
my
show.
Opinion
right.
on the show is this guy's smart. He's mm-hmm. a smart guy. Mm-hmm. So his line, the line he takes about what's going on in the way he treats people is completely manufactured for the purpose of removing guilt as opposed to him just being clueless. He's not clueless. He knows who he is and what he's doing. He's just the excuse he makes, you just go,
I gotta watch that. I might start that today.
The last two episodes I could have almost just watched straight through because they're just on a run at that point.
That ending.
Yeah.
Don't
Very
say
intense.
Anymore. Don't say anymore.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a 415 says gatherings or protests for what? In San Francisco? There is a protest. It's been called for Twitter because Twitter has removed Donald Trump from their platform.
And any access at all, unless he gets a fake account. They even took away the POTUS one.
Right. So this is a free speech rally, and we've already discussed this at length. Twitter does not necessarily have to let you be on their site. That's not a free speech
conversation.
They don't
have to defend your First Amendment rights.
I'm a healthcare worker, says 650, and I get my vaccine today. Good for you. You deserve it.
You certainly do. Head of the line.
510 says, poor uninformed kids unknowingly trying to solicit pedophiles. Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely they're opening themselves up to trouble. Probably most cases they get a follower too, but yikes.
But that follower could be the death of you.
Vinny, the problem was when they left Santa Cruz Harbor, the surf wasn't that big, but when they came back in, it was. So they had no problem once they were out of the surf line. But everybody knows the sailboats make poor surfboards. That's when you get into trouble. Well, look, one of the things that you have to consider is, A, can you get out there? And B, can you get back in? And that's for surfers as well. Like, there's... You know, for example, if you go to a spot that breaks into rocks at low tide, but the tide is rising, as that tide gets high, you can't get back in. Like, right? It's now the water line is hitting the rocks. You're now stuck. You have to paddle around, or hopefully you know how to scramble up those rocks. But these are things a teacher, you would expect, would take into consideration.
You would.
I live in Santa Cruz Harbor, and the boats have become unmoored due to the high waves that are coming up into the harbor. It's crazy. I know. Wow. It's been going on for weeks, not just recent. It's been nonstop. Anyway, I'll take a break. Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's still time to be heard. And we'll be back after these on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.